Hello, Audio Boom. It's Paul Harperkins. I am in the Garden of England, which is Kent.
I thought you were going to say the Garden of Eden then.
And the patch of land they call the patch of land they call Orpington Town. Yay. I just wanted to come on to say a massive thank you to everyone for coming back on the whole thing about what defines as community, strengths, weakness, opportunities, threats. Not that, you know, I mean, you're not coming back for me in particular, you know, you're coming back to talk about it in terms of the community as a whole, and that was my question really, and questions. I asked another question earlier on in the week as well, the day before that. But just wanted to come in and say something off the back of that. So thank you, as I said, for everyone for coming in and taking part in that. And obviously, anyone that still wants to, please do that. And don't forget that you can just come back in on the question. There's quite a few of you have, and some really good points. I'm going to put everything, all the audio so far, into a playlist. SN2M wanted a shorter hashtag, so if anyone can think of a shorter hashtag, that's fine.
But
I had CO, it's Com Boom Partnership. COMBOOM Partnership. CBP, maybe.
CBP sounds like some kind of psychological thing, you know, like CBT.
Yeah, or TCP.
Cognitive Behavioural
Therapy. Yeah. Yeah.
Get CBC as well, by the way. Has it mattered?
CBC.
Cognitive Behavioural Coaching.
Oh, hello.
My number is...
go for it. Coach Confidence.
Now you can email me anywhere.
Well, yeah, and you can. And you can put any of these comments up. Over the next month, I said, but it's not, you know, it may just be that, you know, people are okay where they are. I mean, there's no doubt at all that, and this is what I really want to come on to, there's no doubt at all that Audio Boom have a fantastic infrastructure, and they have a really good platform for us to work on as community, as individual bloggers, as people who've got channels, as people listening to, whether it be podcast content or... that is made by individual bloggers, which is on the increase. Yay, podcasting's on the increase again. It's resurging, which is great, because I loved it when it all started off. It really felt like you were on the bow of a wave back in 2004. So I'm really heartened to hear that pundits and people are saying that podcasting is coming back again.
It's an interesting one.
It is.
Because when I can't divulge sources, obviously, but back in the day when all this kind of stuff was coming out, I didn't do podcasting. I've never done podcasting. And I remember saying to somebody one day, "So what are on these podcasts? Like, if I went onto a podcast thing, went looking for podcasts to download to my MP3 player,
yeah,
what kind of stuff are they?" And he said, "Oh, all sorts of crap, people's audio blogs and that kind of shite."
Nice.
No. I always remember that, because I remember thinking, who on earth wants to listen to that?
But you subsequently found out that it isn't necessarily.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I meant.
And what Audio Boom did, is doing even, is bringing podcasting in the way that no one else has done. And I know this. I mean, I knew it anyway. You can go Libsyn and all the rest of it. They've got podcast directory and whatnot. But there's not this way of spreading roots into the community in quite the same way that Audio Boom has done. And as has been said, Audio Boom has managed to do something which nobody else has managed to do so far, and seem to be doing it, where the community and professionals, as it were, do have this place side by side. And my original question was all about, you know, helping to maintain that and doing what we could do to ensure that we were front and centre with all that content. And the opportunity would exist also for people that are currently individual podcasters that might want to monetize there.
I
want
to know how to monetize it.
Well,
I need to make
I did look. Audio Boom do have things around advertising options that you could have inline advertising in your podcast and make it.
Oh, come on, you know it's worthwhile advertising on my drivel.
So exactly, maybe yeah. And not exactly about your dribble, but exactly that it would be worth an advertiser and paying good money to be on the beginning of your podcast.
Yeah.
And mine, I'm sure. Others, possibly.
Well, let's see, what could they advertise? What would be,
I know. Inline advertising that's relevant to your particular podcast.
Targeted advertising, so let's see.
Magic Mix.
They advertise for yours.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's everything, my podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. You could decide, you guys. But yeah. We won't go too
light-heartedly.
Far.
Lightheartedly.
Lightheartedly, yeah. But what I really wanted to say was that as a result of the question that I was asking, yeah, I know we got there in the end. What? Are you loving it?
Nothing. Yeah. Go on.
We do a bit, I know, I've been told I know how to cut a short story long. But I can now because I have an hour.
Because you have me, oh bloody hell. You have me to tell you to go, yeah, no.
I was just paid £60 for the year to have my my account extended to the hour because I didn't have that before. And I used to sort of pay it every so often for the month. And I can afford to pay the £60 a year and just go, yeah, there you are, Audio Boom, there's your £60. Do you need to change the thing from Audio Boo, though, in the payment structure?
Yeah.
It's got to change, guys. And Audio Boo, copyright Audio Boo 2015, I think, somewhere. I saw lots of references to Audio Boo.
they're not ready to make
it. They're made up their mind. Boo needs a coach.
Boo needs a coach.
Boom. Yeah, I bought the £60 because I was thinking, I was asking this question and I'm thinking, well, I need to put my money where my mouth is and saying, well, I can afford. It's a way of paying, like, I might not ever need the hour, but I might sometimes need a bit more than half an hour. And I've just never done it. I did it once back in the day. I paid a year, then it ran out, then I got a few extra minutes anyway, so I just left it. And Boom have been very generous with giving people more minutes. But I just thought, since I'm asking the question, I should really... It's my way of being able to give something as part of the community.
It's
so
a very difficult one.
I know they're not a charity.
No.
I know that. But for me, I can afford to pay the £60 up front. So
for
I did.
For me, I can't.
No.
And that's one of those.
And so it got me thinking, really, about things like that and whether there could, you know, that was another thing, whether we could do a step paid thing. So people either pay the money by direct debit or PayPal. PayPal would be good. But whether you could have, like, if you didn't want to pay, what is it, £5 a month, if that was difficult, because some people on like benefits and things like that, and they don't have that kind of money. To even £5 a month, that's the difference between, you know, if it was £2 or £1, they might be able to do it a month, you know. But then you wouldn't necessarily have the hour. You could have like the half hour or the
four.
Or
you could pay for graded. Yeah. That's probably where I can afford £6.99 a month.
Mm.
I can't afford £60 as a one off.
No,
especially not with my child about to get off to Switzerland and fly at a fast. Excellent.
But you get my point, and I wanted to just come on and say that if you can afford to do it that way, or if you can afford to pay what currently is the £6, is it £6.99?
Yeah,
£6.99 a month. So you're paying a bit extra in effect.
But you see, I think as well that there is. I'm not sure if I dare say this.
Well,
I think there is a little bit of reticence on the part of people because Audio Boom. Mm. Communication structure is flawed or limited, if you like. People are reticent to pay a year because people don't necessarily see whether Audio Boom will still
is going
be
to give
here
us that
future,
or at least is going to give the community that kind of future.
Yeah,
and that is a very good point, and I think it's worthy of saying and worthy of people feeling back. So I suppose the questions then are: what pay models could there be? Should there be? And why do you not pay it if you can afford it? Why do you not do it? Or why do you not pay the £6.99 if that's all if you can afford to do it monthly? What's stopping you? Is it because they've been generous enough to give you the 10 minutes? You don't really need the hour, so you know that's fine. Or is it that you'd prefer something that was a little bit more graded?
When I first started, I felt that me paying for a longer account. If I didn't pay for a long account, so if I had an average, you know, just a standard account, it was kind of like my filter.
Mm.
If I got to the end of that, then I'd said too much. Because an hour of recording is a lot of time, you know, and you only have to have 10 followers with an hour each, and you're never going to catch up.
No. And that was, again, one of the fun questions. What shall I do with this hour? Claire and I are going to do a radio show.
I'm going to cook now, so you can now, you know, stay with us while I cook the dinner.
See, cottage pie. Oh.
I should have done that as Claire's kitchen, actually.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's that. It's you know, it's that opportunity really to I have an hour. What should I do with it? But I mean, whether I use the hour or not, and how often I use the hour. The thing is, as with the 10 minutes, the great amazing thing is I can record as many booze as I want for an hour, and they'll be there. No one's ever had any limit put on them, as far as I know. And I just think that's incredible. So I'm kind of.
I did actually say, when we talked about Audio Boom community and stuff, to be fair, I did actually say that what they could do is have, anybody could have an account to listen, but if you wanted to record, you would have to pay.
Hmm.
So I'm not disputing that paying shouldn't happen.
No, there you go. I need to move.
We already had to record this once because I went
on your arse.
Yeah.
We didn't actually go on your arse, it was on your front, yeah. A bit of a mishmash brew, really, but that's all right. That's just the way it is. If you cook in your own tea at this time of night, or you know, and you happen upon my boo, then I'm very very grateful. So what was our questions? One was what's stopping you paying either the £6 if you can afford that, or the monthly pay. The other one, there was a daft question, wasn't there? What was the silly question?
What would you put in your hour?
What would you put in your hour was one.
And there was that before, didn't
you? Yeah, it didn't. Yeah, we haven't done it properly yet, have we? But we haven't asked a question. There was another question you asked as well. I can't remember what it was.
No, I just said that I had said in the past that if you wanted thingy, then you would have. Then it they could make it paid only to upload.
Yeah.
That was more of a thought process rather than a question.
Paid only to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. But just these questions. I mean, again, I don't think we're necessarily going to get frozen out. But you just feel a little insecure at the moment. I'm feeling quite secure, because you know that we've had the thing fixed really quickly. And although again, nothing was really said as such. People definitely have had communications via Twitter and different things. And if this whole question amounts to nothing in terms of needing to be done, then that's fine too. You know, as I said, there is nothing like this anywhere. You can't, I mean, Audio Bow, is it?
Voice Bow.
You can't even have. It sounds like something that talks to you every time. It's like your bow tie that speaks. You're looking fine. But VoiceBow, from what I've learned recently, they don't even have like an RSS feed available, so you can't even get people to subscribe to you as a podcast, which is pointless, really. And the quality's not very high.
Then you get 5 minutes recording.
Then you get 5 minutes recording time. Libsyn again is just they have a package, but they can't leave you to it really, and it's you've got to build it all yourself, and it's all a bit kind of there is a podcast directory of. There, but it's again, and it's limited in terms of you pay so much and you have so many megs or whatever of upload space, and it does keep archives of that, but it's actually quite an old-fashioned model now, I'd say, although they can do, it's more the traditional podcasting model that was going back in the day, really, and it was good then, but maybe not so much now. And
SoundCloud is too much like MySpace.
Yeah. And Audio Boom have, as I said, this area where they've built community and more the professional content side by side. So, anyway, that's that for now, I think. Enough for you to ponder on and come back to me if you so wish. You can just do at VR Podcast and respond to here. If you wanted to still do the SWAT thing, you know, what you love about. Or what defines the community, then it's vrpodcast@gmail.com. You can do that as well. But I think just keep it here if you want. You can put comments on the questions, whatever. It's all public and it's all a good discussion, and people have been joining in. So thanks ever so much for your time. And as I say, it's not the revolution, you know. I'm not taking against anyone or anything. It's just asking questions, wanting to continue for this relationship. Audioboo have been extremely good to me. You know, the channel they gave me, VIP Advisor, was at a time when they wanted to reach into the community still. So, and I believe that's still happening. You know, I was offered an account for work. Very recently, and for nothing as well. So, you know, there's definitely commitment there. So let's put that out in the public domain and express thanks for that. Right, all you lovely people, I'll speak soon. Have a good weekend. I'm sure I'll see you on the boo somewhere. Well, it'll be here, won't it? Yeah, bye for now. Going to enjoy some cottage pie. I can smell onions. Hey.
Yeah.
Bye for now.